Other comments from council? Now, this is supporting in principle, but it is supporting. So I'll just put that out there to let you know that there often is a progression from principle to supporting. So I guess I'll call a question. All those in favor?
Can you read it again, David?
I can. It was resolution 23-519, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Keller has hereby received report PLN-2023-02, the road allowance closure support in principle, Snernitzen, from Deputy Clerk Planning Assistant Carly Britton. Further, the Council does hereby approve the request in principle to stop up, close, and sell part of the original road allowance on Fox Farm Road as requested by Andrew Snernitzen, subject to the following conditions. Number one, the registered owner of concession 9, lot 25, be notified by mail of the proposed road closure immediately. Two, the right-of-way, part 4, registered plan 42R-18470, be extended and registered, continuing to grant access to concession 9, lot 25. Three, the survey be completed at the expense of the applicant before the public meeting is held. And four, the survey and a site plan, including the total lot area, be submitted to the chief building official to verify that a dwelling may be constructed on part of the lot with or without the requirement for a minor variance application. I wasn't trying to throw you off there, the numbers messed up. Any further discussion, Councillor Zulak, after that?
No.
Okay, call a question then. All those in favor? Opposed? Okay, defeated. Has been dealt with. On 15.4, we have resolution 23-520, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Keller has hereby received the draft letter dated July 27, 2023, to the Perry Sound Area Planning Board stating all conditions have been met in consent application number B08/2023, HERC. And further, the Council does hereby approve staff signing the letter and forwarding it to the Planning Board. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And resolution 23-521, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township of Keller has hereby received the minutes of the February 8, 2023, March 8, 2023, and April 12, 2023 meetings of the West Perry Sound Recreation and Cultural Center Board. Discussion of those minutes?
I found the minutes actually quite helpful, and there was a number of things in there that I learned, particularly about online reporting, and perhaps I should have known that in the past, but it was helpful to do so anyhow. So I liked the content.
Wrong minutes.
Yeah, these are the Recreation Cultural Center.
Sorry.
Councillor Kekkonen is gearing up for a question here.
Well, I did find it very interesting in the April 12th, 2023 minutes 2.1, introduction to fundraising and naming rights consultant performance sponsorship group, where it speaks about the fundraising and sponsorship committee chair. Mayor Ann McNerva noted that the first fundraising event was held this afternoon at the new Best Western Hotel by invitation only. Primarily to thank those who had supported the push for the 6 lanes in the pool. So anyways, I found that very interesting.
And for the record, I wasn't there. Nor I am.
Nor I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
carried. Resolution 23-522, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby received report number FD 2023-12, the month end status update for July 2023 from Fire Chief Robert Morrison for information purposes. Any discussion of that report? Didn't look down far enough.
So when I asked, Rescue 3 only has 62,000 kilometers on it. It's a 1998. And he said they hardly use it, right? So are they going to be replacing that? If they hardly use it, why would we be getting another one?
I think the idea was that it's sort of a succession thing, I guess, that they would probably bring in new, asking for at some point, and the others would all move down. I assume that's the way it would work. That whatever the new one would be number one then, and the Rescue 1 right now would become the Rescue 2, and then Rescue, but I can't, again, assume what they're proposing.
But Rescue 1 is a pickup truck.
What I'm saying is that Rescue 3 probably would, once it's sold, of course, it would disappear. There'll be a new Rescue 3. That would be Rescue 2, I assume. There'd be a succession sort of thing.
Rob did mention that it would be a pickup and he wanted a trailer hitch on it and everything else tonight.
No, I don't think he did.
Yes.
There was a closed session.
I think if he was here, he would be able to answer these questions specifically, because this is in the open session of the package. So I think that council can actually designate something to be open for discussion.
You can, if you wish, setting a precedent. Yes.
Just because I think the concern here is that we end up with a situation where all of a sudden, surprise, we purchased another.
Well, let's before you go any further.
Yeah.
I want to make sure council is in agreement to what was talked about in closed can go into open.
I agree with that.
Yeah, as far as possibly disposing and upgrading of equipment, I think that's fine to talk about.
Okay, Councilor Zulak?
Yeah.
Okay, continue, sorry.
Yeah, so, and thank you. I believe this is open public information and needs to be discussed openly. So that everyone's aware of, what's entailed with this report, specifically, because if we end up in another situation where all of a sudden somehow it's interpreted that council has given a green light to just go and purchase a vehicle, there we are, and it had indicated that that's what they want is another 4x4 pickup truck, so. I think we need to see a report showing what vehicles are being used for what specific needs, and is it sufficient for transporting all of the equipment, particularly when you're moving from a cube van to a short box 4x4. And, one person going to a job site has a lot of equipment. Now you're talking about a fire department that has, same amounts of equipment and clothing and equipment that they need to. So I think we need a report that shows that the needs are being met and there's not going to be a trailer being pulled that needs to be hooked up each time to meet, the needs of the equipment that they need for going to the site.
Well, we wait for that report. Sorry. Okay, Councilor
Ryan. I'd support that completely. I mean, I'd like to see an inventory of what we have and what its use is and then what the plans are going forward, and even more importantly on the budget in terms of how we would pay for a new vehicle. And I know we have reserves. I don't recall those amounts. I'm not proposing to discuss that right now, but I think that's what's needed on the grand level for us to understand where we are, what we need to do, and then, what are our options. Yeah, I like that approach, Mike. Thank you.
guess one of the main concerns he had, do we keep pouring money into Rescue 3 or do we get rid of it? So I guess that'd be part of the report, but I guess in the meantime, it's in being repaired. And it was a $6,000 bill that he mentioned, so I guess that's the question. It's not much mileage on it, I think, as you'd asked, and but is it reliable? I mean, you don't want to be in a situation either where you have a rescue vehicle out there needs to be rescued. So, especially if people are counting on that rescue vehicle to get there. Councilor Zula.
I was just going to say, if they purchase a new vehicle to replace that one, $6,000 is minimal compared to what a new vehicle costs.
And the other opportunity that sometimes arises, which I believe the rescue, previous Rescue 1 or Rescue 2 or Rescue 3, whichever it was, or all of them, were purchased for $1
yes.
as, you know, surplus
right.
vehicles from the ambulance. And, you know, these vehicles go for hundreds of thousands of kilometers, reliable vehicles. So, you know, we need to look at all the options. We're talking about taxpayer dollars, but we do want to ensure that the equipment that all our staff and volunteers has is reliable and effective. So,
and if we can just also get a list of all the new vehicles that have been purchased of lately for the fire department
with prices
and what we owe, because I know we owe money on, I believe it's 2 fire trucks, aren't they, DeVenture? So
at least one is, maybe both,
yeah.
Is it? Yeah, and it's unfortunate too. I mean, this is a little out of talk, but the asset management plan, the previous one, 2016, actually had buildings and vehicles included. This most recent one that they had didn't talk about the fleet, and it didn't talk about the buildings. So we would have that information at our fingertips if we had what Councillor Ryland had referred to before. I think another asset management plan, I guess,
yeah.
is more all-inclusive, that covers everything of
yeah.
our assets.
I agree. I mean, we need a full picture of everything that's here, and including what's in reserves, what's in our budgets, and yeah, a full list of all the vehicles that we have and what they're called, because it seems that we change the names of vehicles, which is perhaps understandable, but certainly doesn't aid in the clarity of the situation, that's for sure.
Okay, the resolution up front is just to accept the report for information purposes, and there's another one to follow. So I'll call the first one. All those in favor? Not opposed. Carried. And resolution 23-523, move of Councilman Zulak, second of Councilor Kekkonen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township McCullough has hereby approved discussion of details about the disposition and the purchase. I thought this was actually the
yeah.
of the fire department equipment as discussed earlier in the closed session of August 1st, 2023. All the question, all those in favor? And opposed, carried. Anticipated that this was going to be that we want a more detailed report from Rob.
No.
I guess that's Mike's next resolution.
Well, we do get a monthly report.
Yeah.
And so
maybe
if
we just direct what we want in it this time.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me
okay?
Yeah, I can just verbally. I don't know any more details.
Should just explain, I don't know whether this is 16-1 still on the public or is it being removed?
No, it's been removed.
Okay. We're on to correspondence for consideration. We have resolution 23-524, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Haskam. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby support the correspondence received from the town of Halton Hills, dated July the 14th, 2023, in regards to stop arm cameras on school buses. And further, that a copy of this resolution be circulated to Premier Doug Ford, Attorney General Doug Downey, Minister of Education Stephen Lecce, Provincial Opposition Parties, Braden Smith, MPP, Scott Aitchison, MP, the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, North Bay Parry Sound District School Board, Dell Transportation, and the North Bay Parry Sound Transportation Consortium. Discussion? Now that would be attached then, that their resolution to this, our resolution?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And maybe just basically again for the public who haven't read the correspondence, what are they asking for?
So the town of Halton Hills is basically asking the provincial government to mandate stop arm cameras on school buses. So they're requiring the cameras be installed and paid for by the province for the start of the 2023-2024 school year, and underwrite the costs for the implementation of ongoing administrative monetary penalties in small rural municipalities. So I did reach out to Bell Transportation about the resolution, just seeking, wanting to know if they wanted to support the resolution or what they thought of it. I did get a response from Barry Bell, which I forwarded to council. They say it's a great idea, but they don't think it can be implemented with September being next month. And also, he noted that although there are a few cars running the stop lights and buses in the municipalities in West Parry Sound and the North Bay, because they're part of the North Bay Parry Sound Consortium, there are so few in rural municipalities, but it's more of an issue in larger urban areas. So he has no problem with council supporting the resolution, just he noted that he doesn't see implementation happening for this school year.
Okay, thank you. Call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-525, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, second by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar does hereby receive the email from Jeannie Fascaldo, Near North District School Board Trustee Zone 3, dated July 18th, 2023. Regarding audio technology equipment donations to McDougall Public School, and further that staff consult with IT coordinator Dan Hildebrandt to determine if any audio equipment not currently in use can be deemed surplus and donated to McDougall School. Question? Discussion? Councilor Kekkonen?
In the letter, she mentions that it's be a great green initiative as items would not end up in our landfills. Well, I think that's a good place to start at the electronics recycling bin, because they're looking for equipment such as microphones and speakers. So if they're interested in those items, if the waste transfer station attendant, maybe just keep them in one section of the bin, and so that whoever, I don't know who's... whoever is the lead on this, if they're interested, they come and they take a look. And
it makes sense. I'm just wondering what the practicality of it. We have the tent that's set up now, and he's trying to coordinate what should go in there and what is really garbage and shouldn't be picked up by somebody else. I'm wondering, does that complicate matters? I know we have two people now at the transfer station, but to coordinate, I know the last time I was in, the electronics bin was packed very full. You couldn't get another thing in it. Actually, much was laying out on the ground. So to suggest that the attendant actually begin to sort particular objects, I'm just not sure if that's practical. It makes sense what you're saying, but
or the lead, if the whoever the lead is on this, if they gave, you know, anyway, something to consider.
Yeah, we just don't want a situation, I don't think, where we have those people come in and rummage through what's there. I think that's increasing your liability to start to do that.
I'm sure you could get to the back of the bin if you were like dependent on it, frankly.
Right.
So.
And I guess the question is too, and it's always, you know, one person's trash, another person's treasure, but if it reaches that stage, I guess you have to question, is this really the equipment they want in McDougall School?
Mm-hmm.
Or do they want something that's actually working that they don't have to go and check to see if it's working?
Well, it did say that the high school students have given them a sort of a project to work on. So, anyways, I see there's a lot of electronics, audio equipment that go through there, and some amazing, you know, speakers and et cetera that people have upgraded to something else. So, you know, if it's not something that's practical, then I just
throw that out. I'm concerned if. if it's electric, for instance, and somebody starts to fiddle with it and it blows up because there's been something wrong, and because it came from a transfer station, it's almost a tacit approval that you can take it and it's working and it's not going to harm you, even though you have a user don't risk sign on it. I'm just a little worried there. Councilor Vizuela.
I'm just reading here. It says, I know many municipalities have upgraded their equipment, so I was taking this as they meant that, you know, when we got new equipment that we would maybe pass it on. I wasn't thinking of the transfer station. I was thinking of the municipality itself, like if we upgraded computers or things like that.
Or all those microphones we've been trying to use for the last year.
They wouldn't thank us for those. So.
No. Yeah. Well, that's why I kind of took it as maybe looking at that possibility of, well, you know, those microphones and kind of thing. Now, I think I'd want to see a list of what we were donating in case it's something that maybe we are using, such as an amp and a mic or something that I've been searching for a year now. But, finally found it. But, so. Overall, I like the idea of helping out the schools if you can, but yeah, Dave definitely has a, and they may not even come down to scrounging around in the bin, but I guess they're putting the word out there that if we do have something that we are using and we're upgrading, I would be in favor of donating them to the school.
Now, we're leaving this in Dan Hildebrandt's hands. I'm wondering if it should be added here, a report to council on what he's discovered, rather than just let him go with it, because he might give away something that we might need.
Well, yeah, I think we should see the list of what's being donated in case.
Somewhere a report to council, or a written report. I'll let you decide where to insert.
I did speak to Dan, and he did suggest, as Morley suggested, the stand microphone, so... the council table has now been equipped with the lapel mics. So we had 6 of the mics I'm currently using in one of the podium. One is not working, so we will have to recycle that. But there would be 3 additional mics with stands that are currently not in use. Dan suggested keeping one as a backup, but there could be 2 stand mics we could donate to McDougall. And he said that the technology is interchangeable, so it would work with their system. He can put that in report as council's suggested, and then we can deem them surplus if necessary, like if council wishes to deem them surplus.
That sounds good. I know we waited a long time for these clip-ons and went through quite a bit, and I'd hate for the clip-ons to fail and not have anything to fall back on, but let's hope that doesn't happen.
I think when we get the report, we can review that, because I don't think it'd be wise to get rid of any of these surplus stand microphones, seeing that they do eventually fail. So, and we need one for podium, we need one for remote locations. So, I don't think we have anything that's that that surplus.
Yeah. Do we have an inventory of equipment that we have?
No, we can create one though, so we have a better idea of what we have, and there has been a lot of upgrades in the last couple years, so it might be a good idea to do an inventory just to see if there is equipment that's older and not being used.
Sure.
Such as a photocopier?
Yeah.
That's kind of
We have an overhead projector that's been on the shelf out there since 2017.
Mm. Okay.
Well, I haven't seen one of those in about 30 years, but maybe longer.
So we have the amendment to 23-525, and just and further that Mr. Hildebrandt report any equipment that could be deemed surplus to council. So I'll call for a question first of all on the amendment. If you're agreeable to that, show of hands. None opposed. And the consolidated resolution with that included. So amended resolution, all those in favor? None opposed. Carried. Resolution 23-326, moved by Councillor Haskin, seconded by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar does hereby receive the letter dated July 7th, 2023, from Linda West. Now, is that West or Taylor?
Taylor.
Yeah.
Program Director for Westbury Sound District Community Support Services, and further that Council does hereby approve an in-kind donation to community support services for use of the McKellar Community Hall, including kitchen equipment, tables, chairs, etc., for an agreed upon date and time to host a senior active living center program, SALC. Discussion? It seems to be a good outreach. I know Whitestone has just done one recently too, and we have the facilities, and as long as it doesn't interfere with what we provide already for the seniors, I guess this might be a different clientele, people coming to this. So. Any further discussion on that? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-327, moved by Councilor Zulak, seconded by Councilor Kekkonen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar does hereby receive the redlined version of a volunteer waiver submitted to Jennifer Bigger and Russell Christie, LLP, for review. And further, the Council does hereby accept all changes on the redlined document. And further, that the volunteer waiver be approved for use immediately. Discussion? Put out a feeler there because of a concern. We had options for the waiver, and we sent that to the solicitor. And the one reason, the one option, option two of the three, was chosen was that it specified in there for the person signing the waiver was that you would be covered under township liability, general liability. And so I'd ask that be included in the waiver form so the person's aware of it. It's maybe unusual to put out a waiver form, although it exists presently in our waiver for anybody volunteering. There is a line in there that says you're covered under township liability. Very generic. It doesn't specify what liability coverage or anything or amount. And I'm wondering if we can get that included. So to that end, I'll turn it over to Ina or Carly. See where we're at.
So I have sent it off to the insurance agent, and she is from there forwarding it on to the writers. And if there's anything that needs to be added to that, they will add that, send it back for council's approval and approval. So that's kind of where it stands. Jessica's on vacation, so it's kind of stalled us by a day. I was hoping I could have had something for today, but until.
Would we potentially then amend the last version to include some verbiage in that regard?
Or defer it?
No, I mean, no, right now I get that, but that would be the intention, depending on what they tell us.
Yes,
we would
depending
amend it
on
then.
What they would tell us, so
okay.
I would recommend that we defer
for
tonight
it.
Until
okay.
we get that back
okay.
from the insurance.
Now, I just don't know. This is a game from the solicitor, and whether that's a normal clause to be putting in a waiver clause, or where they have a separate agreement, a statement that the person signs. So I think we need verification on that. But if the insurance company is willing to put that in, I would think that that should be acceptable. I mean, it's a waiver that they're signing, but they're signing it under the condition, I guess, or under their understanding that they're covered under a certain liability clause within the township insurance. And that's really what the volunteers wanted, to make sure that they are covered. As I say, if it doesn't really fit in the waiver form, there might have to be a separate form that could be signed, but that's fine. The two would be signed at the same time, I would assume. But we'll see what the insurance company says, I guess. And all the solicitor had told us is that it's not common to put that in there. You have to check with your insurance company, but you've already done that. And through email, they've actually confirmed what we're trying to get in writing, so in better, more formal approach. So hopefully it won't be a major step, and the situation we're in, I think the deferral probably would be acceptable for a couple of weeks anyway, until we get other issues resolved. Any discussion from council?
I'm curious about the disclaimer that she added at the top, saying read carefully by signing this document, you will waive certain legal conditions, including the right to sue. I wonder about the use of the word will. I mean, this implies future tense, but yet you are signing this at this moment. In other words, I think that she's the lawyer, not me, and should know words better than me, but it struck me every time I read it, I look at that and say, I don't think that word belongs there. So, you are.
Are.
Yeah. So. because again, we're not, well, I guess it's future tense in the fact that maybe a couple minutes later you're going to sign it, but it's nothing more beyond that. But nevertheless, I'm not the lawyer she is, so.
So we got a move in our second, or are you agreeable to defer?
Okay.
Put that out for a vote, and all those wishing to defer this motion? Okay, so that deferral is carried. Does that complicate matters? Resolution 23-328, moved by Councillor Ryan, second by Councillor Haskin. Whereas the current printer, copier, scanner machine in the township office has recently required service repairs, and whereas the technician servicing the machine recommended replacing the unit, now therefore be resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby direct staff to advertise a request for proposal to replace the Ricoh photocopiers currently used in the township office, and further that proposals show cost comparisons for both owning and leasing the machine. Discussion? I'll turn this over to Einar Carley to expand a little bit. Is it still working, the one we have?
Yes. Yes, it's currently working now. So over the last couple of weeks, we've had a bearing go, and it had the printer down for a couple of days because the part needed to be shipped from elsewhere, and then the technician needed to come. I will say the technicians are very timely. If they're called, they do come. So that is a great benefit to us. The technician did say that he would recommend looking to replace the unit as soon as possible so we don't run into any more mechanical issues. One bearing went, he's thinking more will go. Also, the scanner function has been acting up. It doesn't always work, and the scanner function is a big tool we use here in the office. I just asked Mary for some costs because I know we own the machine, correct?
Yes, we own the machine.
We own the machine, but we are charged per copy. So she pulled an invoice that had 4,000 copies per month, so we were charged $250. And then if you break that down, we were charged 58 cents per color copy and 8 cents per black and white. So that is a huge cost, but when we require maintenance or toner, we are not charged. So if we are to put out an RFP to determine whether it's more cost effective to lease the unit or to purchase it and what companies out there are offering, it might give us a better picture as to if we're getting a good deal right now or if we can change vendors and have a better option. We do a lot of copying in the office. We have two council meetings a month. Agenda packages are printed for each member of council. On average, packages are 150 to 200 pages each. We do double-sided, but we do go through a lot of paper in this office, so it is increasing the cost per month for our copier, so it would just be a good thing to adjust and see if we're better off owning the machine, leasing, and what options we have.
Okay, excellent. Councillor Keckner.
In the service delivery review, it indicated that one of the bottlenecks is that there is only one copier in the office. So I think that needs to be part of the discussion as well. What options are for a second unit, just so that it's keeping things flowing as efficiently as possible.
I also agree. When printing council packages on Thursdays bi-weekly, I'm hogging the printer for half a day, whether that be in the morning or the afternoon, and then accounts payable is done on Thursdays, and Mary's printing the checks, and when checks are printed, no one else can print, so it would be helpful to have a second printer just to ensure when the checks are put in, no one else is printing. Checks cost money, so that would be preferable to have two units.
Okay, so we're keeping Rescue 3. Sorry, I got mixed up there. Keeping the second job here as a backup. Okay.
Well, yeah, that's because we own it, so.
Yeah. Any further discussion, Councillor Ryan?
Editorial change. Ricoh was spelled wrong. It's R-I-C-O-H. But
R-I-C-O-H?
Yeah.
O-H instead of H-O.
O-H, yeah.
Okay.
Same letters, different order.
Yeah.
Just a typo.
That's good. I was wondering how to pronounce it, so that was good. I called it that anyway. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. 23-329, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen, whereas after completion of a survey for consent application number B42/2022 Hardy, a 0.3 meter reserve was identified on the west side of Lindsay Lane, and whereas the reserve must be lifted and combined with the road allowance so that the severed and retained lots have frontage on Lindsay Lane, now therefore be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Keller does hereby give bylaw number 2023-58, being a bylaw to lift the 0.3 meter reserve on the west side of Lindsay Lane, the first and second reading, and further read a third time, and passed an open council this first day of August 2023. Discussion? Okay.
Does anyone know the history of why the reserve was put on that section of?
I just know that it was done on certain subdivisions, I'm not sure all, and the reason why, I guess it was to control inland development away from the waterfront, but I'm not sure which ones in particular. You have to do a study to see which ones. But that's sort of a backlot development, so there's some control with the township. If they had the 1 foot reserve, you had to come back to the township before you did anything. But why that was chosen and some of them weren't, I'm not sure why.
Okay, thank you.
You can expand on that a bit. Call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. We have unfinished business and new business, reports of committees. Yes, go ahead.
Not report a committee, but just in case anybody on council wants to know, the St. Stephen's Church is lifted up in the air. And I believe they were excavating out from underneath it today, so it is progressing. Believe it or not, the work is starting to happen. So,
now I saw one chimney still on there. Were there two or just one, and it's still attached?
Just one, I think.
Okay, and it's still on there, so that's a concern down the road. Or if I know it was mentioned in the report.
As a second stage, maybe, if we decided that we wanted it taken off, but if it's withstanding being lifted up and still withstands being put down, that we'll have to decide whether the chimney is fine where it is. I guess that would be in a second stage. What the once the foundation, it's down on the foundation, then there's the other phase of painting and windows and that, whether we still would want to include removing that chimney or not.
Okay.
If I can add, so the tender for the foundation was not to include the chimney. JT Mason's just said that if the chimney was to not go up with the foundation, then they would be dealing with it at that time. And the CBO did an inspection today at St. Stephen's Church because they forwarded an invoice. So the church has been lifted, half of the excavation has been completed, and they're looking to do footings shortly. And good news on the floor joists, none will be needing to be replaced. A little bit was rot was found in one, but sheathing will fix that. So there will not be any floor joist replacement. And both the Chambers and JT Masons were very impressed with the foundation once it was lifted off the building.
Was that ever renovated at any time? Or
not
so that that's original then?
Yeah.
Built
in about 140 years. It's been sitting there almost on the ground, and we're lucky it was on 12 by 12 timbers on the whole perimeter. So some of them have rotted a little bit on the underneath, but all sorts of beef to them, good for probably another 500 years. So.
Somebody knew what they were doing back then.
Yeah, you didn't need a big engineering certificate or anything to get it right back then, so
just good old common sense.
Yeah, that's right. Built it where it was dry ground, so no, we're very fortunate that it's in good condition, and so it looks like work's going to go ahead. Excellent.
That's good.
When I was working for Park to Park Trail, we had bridges, several bridges more than 100 feet long over the Seguin River in Seguin. And two of them had 12 by 12 beams that ran the entire length. They were supported along the way, but some of those are well over 100 years of old. They were actually used by trains back when there was trains on them, and the fact that they're still there astounded our engineers.
right? And I went down in the river with them. It wasn't that deep. And I'd crawled around and looked, and it was just amazing that something could be there that long. But,
anyway. Well, thanks for the update, Carly. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Other committee reports, Councilor Zula?
Just as I mentioned before, the District of Parry Sound Municipal Association had a meeting, and the fall meeting will be in Whitestone, either the 22nd or the 29th.
29th.
And what else was there? And they're going to increase the membership fee to $200 for the townships. It hasn't been increased in ages, and I think it was 160 before, and it's going to be increased. And then also the to go to the meeting, it's usually $35 or something for a plate. It's going to be increased to $50.
I think that was Marley probably talked about how good the meal was. So. They shouldn't be charging for it.
Should hold
which
back
is
some
really,
compliments.
Yeah, which is really nothing. And then the speakers are going to try and get speakers to come regarding short-term rentals. And like I said, had mentioned the tires, and there was a couple other good ones. I think that was it. Carly?
Yes, short-term rental, tires, the blue box transition.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm blanking.
Yeah, well, those were the important ones anyways. And the usual, you know,
MPAC
and that, but they wanted to get somebody that, you know, like everybody's having a problem with short-term rentals. So they're going to get a speaker that has spoken before somewhere else.
The Omeguin Fish Hatchery, and I'm also trying to get either Bell or Infrastructure Ontario to come speak about the accelerated high speed program. So just awaiting confirmation on that.
So it should be a really good good meeting.
I may mark that one on my calendar.
Yes, yes. That's about it. Oh, and just one to mention too, that the library, they got their book out for the 150.
Mm-hmm.
It came on the Friday, and they're selling them at the library for $28. It's all little short stories from people from the Keller. It's quite good. And this this picture on the front is was taken by Debbie McMurray on
Grayel.
Thank you, Grayel. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the library is looking for board members, 3 positions. Anybody interested? They're welcome to come. That's it.
You'll be competing with the historical committee. I think they're looking for volunteers too.
Oh, yeah.
Always
yeah.
looking for new members.
Yeah, we're looking for
can you double up somehow?
Yeah, good.
And the environment committee for the same thing, right? We're short of volunteers, obviously. So
yeah.
I'm not just environment committee, but like stewardship and environmental committee, technically. Can I just ask, I mean, is there an update on Wi-Fi for Minerva Park? I know we talked about that at our last council meeting.
Carolyn was working on that
yes,
today.
Yes, the unit's been delivered today. I've let Dan know. I asked him if it was simple enough for me to install, but the hope is to have it ready for market vendors this Saturday.
Okay, that's good. Terrific. Thank you.
Any other committee reports? Just one thing from the Westbury Sound Recreation and Cultural Center. All the closed session material now can be discussed in closed session at this council. And I think that'll be useful if at any point it happens that they have to come back, the board has to come back and ask for more funding or if changes have to be made, then I think it's better, as I indicated at the meeting, that all of council be in on the ground floor and aware of the evolution, what led up to that. Rather than just be, you know, surprised at the end that here you're going to support this or not. So, anyway, I think that'll be a change, and it'll probably be on our future closed session meetings. Okay, got all the reports then. On to consent agenda, and well, I'll read it first. We have Resolution 23-330, moved by Councillor Haskins, second by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Keller hereby receive the consent agenda for correspondence. And the question is, do you want anything pulled from that for further discussion? And we've had somebody waiting here very patiently. Councillor Zula, do you want to go first?
Yeah, 25.7, letter from Marianne Beck, reassured short-term rentals, if you could pull that and have it read.
Now we have Marianne back here, if she wishes to speak to it, to read it, if council's agreeable.
I just don't like a hotel beside my place.
So that's the bottom line, okay. I guess we're in a situation, like we're working on bylaw enforcement. We're sort of in a flux right now of how it's going to be enforced. And you mentioned noise, you mentioned dogs. And I guess in the interim, what we're suggesting is that you make the call to bylaw enforcement.
No, I'm not a cop.
No, but I'm just saying if they're interfering with your enjoyment of the property, then...
The only thing is there's sometimes 5 cars there, there's 12 people in the house. I live by myself, and I don't feel that I'm safe there. And there's every 3 days, there's different people there. That's the only thing that bothers me.
You see,
I mean, those people paid good money for that place. It's not their fault. They rented it. It's the people that rents this place.
Right. So I think when we look at that, too, with the bylaw enforcement, they do go after the owner of the property. And I think that's what would have to be done here if a complaint comes in. See, we're in a situation where we've always been told by the planning department that you can't actually base your decisions on who's actually in the property. It's how the property is being used, and the people on that property, you can't tell. I mean, you can, but we've been told that you can't tell whether they're permanent residents living there, bringing in family and friends, or whether it's a renter.
Well, this is an Airbnb, whatever you call it.
Right. Advertised.
Yes.
Yeah.
And these people bought it for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't care if they were rented by the year. I know the people that would be there for a whole year. But every 3 nights, new people there, it's like a hotel.
Yeah.
You know, they use our water. That's a very small lake we have. I don't really like it. But something has to be done because I don't like that next door to me.
Okay. Councilor Zula?
Well, my concern is that, like in our zoning bylaw, it's not allowed. And also, these people are not paying a business license. They do not have to do any water inspections or whatever it's been, you know, like that a normal commercial business would have, that is renting, that is legitimate, that is renting it. And these people are advertising it on Airbnb as a business. Are they paying taxes on that? Like, you know, should somebody be reporting that to the CRC? Like, what is going? It's not right. You're putting other legitimate businesses out of business. So that's my concern. They're not paying for a business license. They're not doing all the water specifications, you know, testing and all that stuff that they have to do. That's my concern. And my concern is also that in our zoning bylaw, it's not allowed. So they are, in my eyes, they are breaking the law. What is wrong? What is the difference if I go and break the law on something else? Nothing's going to be done?
So I should open one up too.
So, again, maybe you can give us some of the little background on the history, because you were involved, I think, in a previous court case, I guess, with a short-term rental.
Yeah.
And where did that go and what happened? My concern here is what you're saying is accurate. But how is that going to proceed in the courts?
I don't know where that ended up because it was going through into the courts and then the previous council dropped it for some unknown reason.
Okay.
But in my eyes, if it had followed through in the courts, you would have had a decision one way or the other. And then it would be clear, okay? That's what I think, okay? Okay, we spent a lot of money probably going that far and everything. And now we're right back, and then it's dropped, and now we're right back because we still have the problem. And it's not just McKellar. It's all over has the problem. Other people are, like, they say you can do a licensing system. Well, we know a licensing system, not everybody's going to apply for a license. They're still going to do it. They're still going to do it. So
you mentioned that this is on the agenda for the upcoming
yes.
Municipal Association?
Mm-hmm.
Are there going to be solutions there, I wonder?
I don't know.
Is that
there's information there. Hopefully there will be information that maybe we can get something,
mm-hmm.
you know, and move forward with it. But like you said previously, we have our bylaw officer, our bylaw, you know, we have to get that.
Well, we have to get that clarified, you know,
yes.
in place. But also, I guess the question is council prepared to send the bylaw officer, whoever that may be at that time, to take this to court? We're going to have to bring in solicitors, certainly,
mm-hmm.
and any number of people. So,
well, I think whatever has to be done, it has to be done. It has to be solved one way or the other, right?
Yeah, and I guess...
And if our zoning bylaws, we're saying it's not in there, you can't allow it, then we have to change. If the court case says that you can't allow it, then we have to change it, because right now they're breaking the law according to our zoning bylaw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a question of you know, what's happened throughout the province and getting some background on this, because people who have the same type of law in place, are they all winning their cases? I don't know, so we have to find out. But
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what procedure to take. I don't know why you have to keep reinventing the wheel each time. If somebody has been successful in challenging this in court, then we should be able to follow up. I mean, the ideal would be through the provincial legislation, but that doesn't look to be happening anytime soon. So each township is sort of on its own. And if we come up with a solution, as we did, and it wasn't cheap, certainly with what was the housing suggestion that was being made. It was on a different piece of property. Of course, it wasn't commercial, but something comparable to this with the fractional ownership.
Right.
That was defeated within this township. And I'm saying that it's not impossible to enforce the short-term rental, I guess, as it stands in our zoning and our official plan, but at what cost? And I guess we need some direction, and if you want to head that up, that sounds good to me. That,
another thing, I don't know, another thing too was we were quality of life, a bylaw?
Quality
I don't
of life,
know.
Quiet enjoyment, yeah.
Yeah. Look into something like that, quality of life. I think Seguin said that that's what they were looking into.
Yeah, you mentioned Seguin, it's rather interesting. But what I understand is that they're not enforcing either. Short-term rentals are happening all over. They're just
mm-hmm.
beefing up their actual bylaws that
yeah.
they can enforce,
yeah.
like the noise,
the
fire,
noise,
the septic.
Yeah.
But as far as who's next door, I don't think they're even touching that one. So it's a tough one. How do you know those people next door? They might
be three places already.
Yeah, but those people next door may be your best friends. We don't know. You see.
You know, I don't care the people that rent it. It's the people that bought it to
right.
them.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's too many people in there. That's only a two-bedroom house.
Yeah.
And it's classified that 10 or 12 people can sleep there.
Yeah.
It's like you hear the people...
One bedroom.
Sorry. It's like you hear people need to rent it to pay for it.
Right, that's one of the arguments.
Need
yeah,
to rent it to pay
is.
For it. Well, say I have a my farm, I need to put trailers on it so that I can pay for my farm. That's not legal, but neither is renting your place out. So why can't I put trailers and rent those out?
Yeah, and there's a sort of like an Airbnb that actually does that. You
yeah.
can sign
so
up
like
with them.
Why can't I do that too? So no, it's a big problem, and the part that bothers me really is it's legitimate people that are trying to have a cottage rental business. They get put out of business because they have too many hoops that they have to go through, and these people don't do any of that. Some maybe they do, but a lot of them I don't think they do. And I even know when I went around campaigning people on the Keller Lake. Saying about the places beside them, you know, people using their driveway, people using their docks, you know, they've lived there for 40, 50 years, had their place for 40, 50 years and never had that, you know, oh, your beach is nicer than ours and stuff like that. Like, you know, when you buy beside a garage, you know there's a garage there. When you buy beside a cottage, you think it's going to be a cottage, not a hotel. That's all I'm going to say, anyways.
Well, no, I wasn't being facetious. We need a lead on this, somebody to investigate, go further, and if council is willing to, you know, how far do we go to try to resolve this issue, and who do we hire? And I notice on Municipality Whitestone's agenda for tonight, they had a letter, I don't know if we got it, from Selway or something. They're talking about short-term rentals. It was a two-page a letter sent out. And they have no solutions either, but they're lobbying the provincial government to come up with a province-wide solution. And if that's the route we have to go, I have no problem in having Councilor Zulak head that up. So,
well, that's bringing down your property also, doesn't it?
The which?
It's no good for your property. Like, it lowers down your the price of your house.
Oh, the next door person.
Yeah.
Yes, I see what you mean, yeah. I don't know. I'm not in the market, so
no.
I don't
know.
Yeah. Well, we can't give you any solutions tonight, but we've heard your concerns, and we'll certainly passing that on to bylaw enforcement too. And as I suggest, in the meantime, I think that's one route to take. If anything does happen, then you contact bylaw enforcement, and then that person can attend and see what the problem is and deal with the owner as well as the renters. So,
yeah. But I don't blame the renter. It's not the renter's fault.
But that's usually where the issue stems from, the
yes,
renters
it does.
Being noisy or whatever. And so I think that's the only thing we can offer right tonight, is that you follow through with the bylaw enforcement, call that number. And I know you're not the police, as you said,
yeah,
but it is affecting you personally. So,
yeah.
And that's,
it's just that I don't feel safe at home anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's very close to me.
Yeah.
You know? And to have 12 strangers beside me, it's not, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for waiting here. It's
that's
where
okay.
You ended up on the agenda, I think.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other issues to be pulled from there? Call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-331, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation, Township of McKellar, hereby give bylaw number 2023-59, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council of first and second reading. Further read a third time and passed an open Council this first day of August 2023. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-332, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Haskin. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar. Oh, I guess I'm for a question or comment period related items on the agenda from anybody still online. Almost forgot that one. Resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar adjourn this meeting at 8:41 p.m. to meet again on August 15th, 2023, or at the call of the mayor. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Meeting is now.